cliffcentral.com.
The Primitives with the crash. Don't crash today. It would be a horrible way to start your weekend. No. Yuck. No one wants that.
True.
Yuck, he says.
Yuck. Who needs it, right?
Yep, that's right. Okay, so...
Wow, look at you, springing straight in. Yeah. Just can't wait to tell us what's going on.
No, well, I mean, I'm actually reminding you because, you know, we officially have an extremist among us.
Who?
Who?
See, obviously he wears black every day.
Lucas Matebula.
What do you mean he's an extremist?
He's an extremist because what? Vladimir Putin says Jehovah's Witnesses.
Clever.
Jehovah's Witnesses have been banned by Vlad's courts as an extremist organization, and they have been ordered to disband.
What do you think of that?
Lucas, what makes you an extremist?
Why did you choose this path of extremism, huh?
Because I make people more smarter. We open their eye by teaching, by encouraging them to study their Bibles. You know, the worst thing, you don't want people to know their Bible.
Yeah, well, I mean, according to Vladimir Putin, you're a terrorist.
Yeah, I don't understand how. But
do you want to say anything to Vladimir Putin?
Well, I'm disappointed. Putin, like, you are my favorite, you know, but not anymore. I'm very, very, very disappointed. Are you on the line?
Hello, how are you? Why you wake me up this time of morning, huh? What you are doing?
Because, Putin, you know, I'm very frustrated.
Who are you?
I'm Lucas, one of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Such a harsh name of a terrorist. What?
Putin, why did you ban my religion in your country?
Terrorist. What?
Why did you ban my religion?
You are very bad people talking all the time. Knocking on doors.
But we've never knocked on your door.
You have, that's why I banned you.
You have dogs, there's no way that we can come to your house.
Some guy got through security, come to my door, passed all the strippers, who are also my daughters. Get to front door, knock, knock, go. I am Jehovah's Witness, have you heard the good news about the God? Huh?
Yes, but we're there to...
So I say, fuck you!
Oh, okay.
I outlaw all of you!
Damn you, Putin.
Damn you!
What a horrible human being. And that's our president's friend?
He's actually SS president now.
Yeah, that's true.
Lucas, just pardon my religious ignorance here, but what is Jehovah's Witnessing?
I also don't know, Ben.
Yeah, tell us. Educate these people.
Well, we encourage people to study their Bibles. So we offer free home Bible studies to individuals.
You like bossy Christians then?
No, the Jehovah's Witnesses reckon that a lot of Christians don't actually read what's written in the Bible. So what they do is they go, and you know what? I'm going to get into trouble for this, but what the hell? Jehovah's Witnesses study the Bible more than almost any other Christian denomination. They are obsessed with the scripture because they want to make sure they're reading it exactly right. So if you need to know what's actually written in there, don't go to a priest because they're going to get it wrong. I promise you now, if you go to Lucas, he'll tell you which chapter, he'll tell you which verse, he'll tell you what the context is. This is what they teach you.
So yes. Now, if there is a
from when you're young.
If there is a religion to open a tattoo parlor, then it would be a Jehovah's Witness because they would know the verses.
That's correct. If you had a Jehovah's Witness on call in your tattoo parlor, like those guys we interviewed the other day, you would never get the wrong chapter and verse.
Exactly. So when you're getting a slutty tattoo that's not slutty, as in like the guy said, by your boss, then you just have a Jehovah's Witness give a passage.
Well, like the Jacksons are Jehovah's Witnesses.
That's right.
Serena Williams is, I think both
she
the
is.
Williamses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Prince is...
Well, was.
Was.
No, thank you.
And we'll actually talk about him. It's a year exactly from his death today.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Dwight D. Eisenhower. Jerry Halliwell,
President
from
the
Spice
United
Girls.
States. So you're telling me the United States has had a Jehovah's Witness, but they haven't had a Mormon or an atheist or a Muslim? Huh.
Well, there's one
to put in the books.
But it just seems strange to me. Like, why is it a separate entity if they're essentially just Christian?
Well, because Christians find every reason they can to hate each other,
right,
as much as they hate other religions.
Right.
And Lucas, what's the rule about not having surgery?
Well, Leviticus 27, we believe that.
Oh, hallelujah!
Yes.
Go on, go on.
Catch
tell us.
Spirit.
We advise that blood is holy, blood is life. That what makes a human being to be alive is blood. Mm. If you don't have blood, you won't be alive. So blood itself is life. So when you get a blood transfusion, you are accepting another life into your life. And remember in Leviticus, the Israelites were advised that they should not eat any animal that whenever they slaughter, they didn't let the blood out of that animal because they shouldn't eat that animal's life. So how can us as people accept blood from another human being? Because we shouldn't even eat an animal that has blood in it.
Yeah, okay, sketchy. But like, surely if you...
Ben, you're so cynical.
But I mean, Lucas, if you need someone else's blood to basically keep your life going, then isn't it a bit contradictory?
Well, there are lots of alternative ways to save lives. Remember, even on the Second World War, Ben...
If you need blood, they're not going
to
give you...
A lot of soldiers died because of they couldn't transport the blood to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the army found new alternative ways of saving lives, a more efficient way without using human blood. So there are other alternative way that can be used, from tablets and other mechanisms that where they are using blood corpuscles and other mechanisms. So you can save blood without using real blood. Look, life is precious. We want to be saved. We want to be alive, but not using another human being's blood.
Yeah, basically, Jehovah's Witnesses are scriptural textual literalists.
Yes.
But you guys believe that that is the word of God. You can't fiddle with it.
Yes.
You must read it in context. You must understand it, but it is not to be trifled with. You can't cherry pick the parts of it you like and throw out the parts you don't.
But then why aren't you guys vegans as well? Because there's going to be blood at some stage in eating animals.
I think.
But please don't talk like that, Ben. Why are you giving Lucas a hard time? He's like,
I'm genuinely curious about
this. How dare you expose hypocrisy, Ben?
I'm curious because Putin's calling them terrorists, right, basically. Yeah. But I mean, from what I gather, they're essentially Christians who are just more applied and more steadfast in their belief. So
okay.
I'm just trying to work out where the terrorist faction comes in here.
Well, okay, so... Pardon my ignorance. Is there a difference between a terrorist and an extremist? Because Putin actually the rule has banned the religion because they're saying that they're extremist.
Okay, so they're a little bit too
into not terrorist.
Jesus.
Well, right. they're ultra.
But is there is a difference between the two?
I guess
Lucas, you guys are basically ultra orthodox about the scriptures.
Yes.
No.
We strongly believe in the scriptures.
So anyone who's ultra-Orthodox, some people would describe as an extremist. In Putin's case, he doesn't like them, so he's describing them like that.
So well, if you want to look at definitions, a terrorist is someone who uses terror for political gains.
Yeah.
Right.
And an extremist is someone who holds extreme views about something, mostly about a religion, and more often than not, resorts to terrorism against people of contradictory views.
So I completely disagree with Putin calling Jehovah's Witnesses extremists. When do they use violence?
Well, sometimes they knock on your door really hard.
Really hard.
Oh, come on.
At what point do they terrorize you?
Our moral compass.
I don't think that's right, Putin. That's no, incorrect.
Well,
his ban is completely incorrect.
Not right.
You know, Vlad gets so much right.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
he's a nice guy.
Not this time.
Well, just kind of
crossed the line here.
I mean, also like, are Jehovah's Witnesses really the biggest existential threat to Russia? You got to be kidding me. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Apparently they are, Gareth, because Jehovah's Witnesses in Russia will now have 30 days to submit their appeal for consideration by a 3-person panel because they want to have them disbanded. That's what they want.
Wow.
And
freedom of religion there.
30 days from now, they basically have to go in and argue as to, you know, why they shouldn't be disbanded, essentially.
I think that's horrible.
It's not necessary unless there's something that I am not seeing outright or there's something that I don't know.
Hmm.
And they said that they will appeal the decision. So we'll see 30 days from now what happens.
All right. I'm sorry about that, Lucas. What can we do? These Russians, they're such dicks.
Well, yeah, but already in Russia, Jehovah's Witness, some of our brothers and sisters over there have spent long time in prisons just for preaching. Already they're being prosecuted.
You know what I do when a Jehovah's Witness knocks on my door? Because it's happened to me once or twice. I meet them at the door with no clothes on. That's usually, and then they go away.
No. Yeah, not Karen. You know, I give up.
Yeah, but I don't think it's right that you guys are banned anywhere. I mean, it's everybody's... You're allowed to believe whatever you believe, and you're allowed to practice your religion as long as you don't harm anybody. And as far as I can tell, Jehovah's Witnesses are not harming anybody.
Mm-mm. No, we don't harm anybody. Yeah, we've never killed anyone. We don't. Yeah.
So this is terrible. And Vladimir Putin should be embarrassed about his position on this.
I think he was just bored sitting there. Yeah.
He just needs a new scapegoat.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
Well, I'll ask Zuma to speak to him, because since they are friends.
Good. Oh. Do that and see what happens.
Do you have the president on speed dial? Like,
yeah, I do. Yeah. By the way, we have Rob on the line.
Oh, Skype or on phone?
Yeah, Skype, please.
All right. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, man, it's Rob.
Amsterdam Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, man. I've wanted to call in for so long, but I only wake up at 10:30 for work, so...
I know why you're calling.
What?
Yesterday was 4:20.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, it was celebrations all around. Yeah, some people didn't come to work. It was a big day for Amsterdam, guys. But... Yeah, I just wanted to call in and say I'm glad you guys are still keep going. I mean, listening for now, like 2 years. I think it's 2 years.
Three.
And 3 years. Well, I've been listening for two, but yes, 3 years you've been guys me going.
All right.
And yeah, I just want to say thanks for the team. Also, another day that I almost fell off my bike. I don't know where you come up with this shit. You just started off, I think it was part two, with like you're going on about the size of some chick's tits.
Have you seen the size of her tits? She has enormous.
The team appreciated that, but that was like the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
I can't tell with her whether it's that she has a small head and really big tits, or whether she. I mean,
or the posture, great posture.
Yeah, she pushes her tits out a lot. Yeah. She's got, you could fit three Kim Kardashian asses into each tit. Massive.
I don't know, man. That was the best thing I've heard in a long time. Just the way you went on about it, it's crazy.
Yeah, you still got that girlfriend?
No, man.
Oh, dude.
Cruised out, dude.
What
just
happened?
Couldn't handle the heat. No, I just didn't dig the vibes. Hey, just couldn't handle that SA vibe about it.
Damn.
You know? Too young. And it's King's Day next week. I don't know if you've heard about that. It's funny that we have a public holiday on the same day as you guys, right? 27th.
Yeah, that's right. King's Day is the king's... It's the celebration of William of Orange, right?
Yeah, basically the whole town, the whole city I was here for last year, the whole city becomes like a festival, like an outdoor festival. It's sort of the craziest thing I've ever witnessed, but yeah, it's pretty epic.
Hey, Rob, you know who's coming to Amsterdam next week?
Who?
Justice Malala.
Well, really?
Yeah, he said he's going to Amsterdam for a holiday, so you better hook him up with some beautifully high-quality, first-rate...
You know what? I would actually love to get high with Justice and just talk about like the economics and stuff. Imagine for like hours.
Sure.
I mean, I'm a big fan of the guy as well. So yeah, we'll give him my number, hook him up. But okay. Just one last thing.
I need your expertise. So
yes,
yesterday was 4:20, and in South Africa, you know that they're becoming a little more relaxed about our marijuana laws.
Yeah, I heard so. That was quite cool. Well, I mean, I hear it's legal, like, in the court, but then they still have to, like, actually do it by law. I don't know. It's complicated.
Well, no, you're actually very well informed on this, so you're 100% right. So I need to know, like, indica and sativa, maybe you can help explain to me what the differences are and which one you use when.
Okay, so basically, like, I stay away from actual weed in Amsterdam because it'll fuck you up. Sorry for swearing.
What do you mean?
Hash. No, I smoke hash, which is much lighter. It's much more relaxed. You can actually, like, go out and smoke. If you smoke the weed in Amsterdam, you'll get fucked. As actually, you'll stay. I've seen tourists come into a coffee shop, order like the strongest, and actually they have to give them sugar water because they pass out at the table. That's how fucking strong this shit is.
Wow.
Like, it's next level. Shucks. They build this stuff in labs.
It's unbelievable.
But wait a minute.
Like,
wait a
it's like glow in the dark green.
But Rob,
you know
in order for you to know that the weed gets you fat, does this mean you obviously smoked it before, like when you first arrived in Amsterdam?
Of course. Yeah. I was one of the tourists.
So what happened to you? I mean, what was your...
Okay. Basically, I walked in the shop, you know, trying to impress it with my mates first time there. I was like, yo, give me your strongest. So they were like, the stuff called, like, I think it was called T-Rex Concentrate. I mean, I don't know. Right. I don't know where they came up with the name. It was built by a lab, probably mixed with, like, the old dinosaur bones. I don't know. It was so crazy. So I get this stuff. I light it up like, you know, I'm just chilling. It's a normal joint. You might fooling. So
what's
I'm chilling.
T-Rex?
I'm like,
it's called T-Rex something.
It's called T-Rex Concentrate. I know the name because it almost fucking killed me. That's why I know it. Dude, I decided I was going to protest on the street warning people about this shit. No, fuck that. Dude, so I'm chilling with my mates, and we all take a puff of it. Like, the next thing I know, I feel like I've been in the coffee shop for about 48 hours. I'm just, like, looking around. Next thing I know, I turn to my mate, and I'm like, what is this shit? And everyone's just, like, cruising around, like, fucking just gnarly. And then the worst part is that you start thinking about your life. You're like, okay, but where am I going tomorrow? Like, but does she really love me? Or, like, do my parents, are they proud? Like, who, you know, you start tripping.
Wow.
It's like the worst thing ever, but that's what you don't want to do, because then you parry out and you're like, can they arrest me? But it's legal. And it's just like, you know, and then everyone starts looking at you. You're like, I'm high, but they're also high. It's just the worst.
Hey, Rob, tell me, so where do you put ayahuasca thingy and the T-Rex?
Have you had ayahuasca?
Yeah, but it, you know what? It probably wasn't the original stuff because. So my experience is ayahuasca. I've tried it like twice, and it's been over here because I thought, okay, if there's one place that actually has legit, it's here in Amsterdam. So, like, my experience with ayahuasca is that you basically can't take it. Like, you have to have like an empty stomach. Mm-hmm. It's like this brown liquid. It's like having a shot, basically, ooh. And instantly your body, like, you almost want to throw up. It's like instantly, like, you're taking poison or something. And then you either, like, I passed out and I relived, like, my trip was that I relived like a fucking dark memory of myself getting expelled from school and my parents being in the room. But I relived it in such a way that I was in the room, like, me presently watching myself, like, get expelled and my parents going through this whole emotional thing. It was the most out-of-mind experience I've ever fucking had. Like, it was like, but it changed me. That's the whole thing. You relive something and it changes you.
How long does that, like, experience last?
You don't know, right?
For me, it was like I was out for, like, what, 2-3 minutes? But in my mind, I was there for the entire experience. And when I woke up, I could relive that memory like I've never relived it. So you think of something, but you relive it like you were there. Like, you know what the parents said. Like, it was fucking crazy, man. It was the maddest thing I've ever experienced. But it was dark. It was dark. So you can either have a good trip and you remember a happy memory, or you can relive a really cuck one. And I relive a shit one. And that's why I like, yeah, man, I don't know. I wouldn't dabble too much in it.
Hey, you know you got fans.
Where?
So I got Cassandra in Cape Town. Says, I just love Rob. Tell him to come and visit in South Africa. Teach us to light it up. P.S. There's a podcast about 420 on Criminal and the origin of the phenomenon. That's from Cassandra. And then someone else here says, I love Rob. I could listen to him every day. If he wants a blowjob, all he has to do is ask.
Oh. Wow.
sounds like I'm in the red light district.
You're doing well, dude. That's people love you. All right, listen, Rob.
I just want to say one more thing. You know that theory you had on the poo, like you wanted to write a book about poo? I just... I also want to write a book about
did
that.
Did I want to write a
I
book
I think
about-
it's the most... Yes, you did. Like you wanted to write a book about like pooing and how awkward it is.
Oh, yeah, and, yeah, pooing in public. Yeah, I want to.
Maybe
do
we can collaborate sometime.
I want to make a movie.
Oh no!
About like shitting in public, and you just have.
You would make millions because it's awkward for everyone. Yeah. It's like a thing.
Oh, it's horrible. Especially public shitting, and you know in the movie you could have like scenes from like the Queen in Buckingham Palace. Taking a gigantic
and like hot
shit.
Girls doing that, like you don't think it. And guys tonight, they're like, girls don't shit. I mean, I'm still sorry for girls that have to live this life, but like, it's just a thing, dude. It's like a weird thing.
All right, you can write the script. All right.
Okay, it's a deal.
Get on it. All right, Rob.
Okay, peace, guys. I'm gonna try calling more often.
Yeah, do
yes,
it.
Yes, please.
We like hearing from you.
Okay. Okay, peace and love, man.
Peace and love. Peace and love. That's right.
Peace and love.
Oh, we love that. That's Rob from Amsterdam.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, let's have some fun. It is Friday. Just remind me, I've got to get to Casper De Vries and his message for us this morning. He's back on the voice notes.
Isn't Casper De Vries, he's got a special guest there, doesn't he?
Oh, you have no idea. We'll talk about that in a second. Right. So lots of excitement on cliffcentral.com today. Trust me, it doesn't end at 9 o'clock. All right, listen to this.
NCAA men's basketball tournament resumes tonight with four games in the Sweet 16s. Michigan and Oregon kick it off at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. So there's a nice one, right? 7 o'clock. Who doesn't love that? Here's a guy who wants to say, fight. We need to fight smart. He's talking about the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he says we've got to learn to fight smart.
It's tough. There's no easy answer, Heather. I know you know this.
By the way, he's got a very high voice.
Yeah.
Right?
It's tough. There's no easy answer, Heather. I know you know this. But we've got to also think economically. If it's a long-term struggle, what can we afford to do where and when? We cannot afford to dump money on these problems anymore. We've got to think. We've got to smite fart.
What?
So he's meant to say fight smart, but he...
These problems anymore. We've got to think. We've got to smite fart.
Got to smite fart, brother. Smite fart.
Oh, shame.
All right, here's a guy who wants to talk about an undercut, and he says undercut.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is great.
The average household earned nearly $2,800 more last year than it did the year before. Today's news, and more specifically and importantly, the reality it reflects, undercuts Trump's doom and gloom message.
So that was on Fox News, undercuts. Isn't that great? Here's someone who's he's reporting from outside and he's on skis, and then as he finishes the link, he falls. Ooh. And he goes, oh shit. And this is on live television.
Taking a spill on the slopes, courtesy of Jeff Block. Jeff, what are you doing to our photographer?
Hey, don't blame me. Come on, don't blame me. Dutch is the one that fell down. Besides, he's up now. He's shooting this as we speak. Will I crash him again? You better stay tuned and find out. Oh, dear. Oh, shit.
So he's playing it up, and then he actually has an accident and falls down. I love this stuff. Makes me so happy. Isn't it great?
There's so much of it on YouTube as well.
Oh, my God.
Like, all day.
It's things. Like a category, and I love it so much. Okay, public service announcement from Michael Caine. How about that to make your morning?
Oh, thank you very much.
And then we'll get to Casper De Vries. This is very important. A public service announcement from the great actor, Michael Caine.
Hello, this is Michael Caine with an important message. Stop eating pussy. Science has proven it will give you throat cancer. So play it safe and rub it a little. And then stick your cock in it. If your lady complains, you tell her to talk to me. Michael Caine.
Isn't that nice of him?
What did I just listen to?
I mean, I don't know how I feel about Michael Caine imposing himself like that in our business.
Yeah, some ladies are very upset by that. He's advising them against a good position. All right, Casper De Vries has got an incredible guest. We spoke about this guest just the other day, and I think it's an exclusive. Listen to this. Let me get Casper on here. How do I?
Good morning.
Oh, here we go.
It's April the 24th. Good morning. What a wonderful, fresh April morning this is. April the 21st. And I will see you people today on the Casper Radio Show. Yeah. And I'm very excited today because I am going to be talking to Leo Sayer. Lee Ho Say Her Girl.
Yeah.
When I need you, Sayer, I'm so excited. I can't show you how excited I am, but because it will be illegal. But yeah, if you don't know Leo Sayer, he was like cardinal in our youth when we were young, our generation, you know. When I need you, I just close my eyes and I'm with you. We used to over-round the eyes, so it sounded like ass. Anyway, so that's going to happen from 11 to 1. I also got Emma Van Heen on the show. Yeah, she is fantastic. I have not been this excited about a new artist since a minute ago with Leo Sayer. That's how excited I am for that. So I can't wait to do the show. Thank you for your time, Gareth. Gareth. And I will see you all in a while.
That's his big guess. How's that, huh? That's right.
I'm downloading some of his songs now for my road trip later.
Oh, yeah, you got to listen to this. Beautiful. Like a dog hanging on your lead. Take it away, Leo. I'm in a spin, you know. Shaking all the spring, you know. You make me feel like dancing. I want to dance the night away. You make me feel like dancing. I want to dance the night away. You make me feel like dancing. I feel like dancing. Woo! Dancing. Woo! Dance the night away. Quarter to four in the morning. I ain't feeling tight, no. You think this guy got a lot of action when he was... Just
hold me tight.
In the 70s, it was such a thing to like be a guy and sing with that high voice.
And the frizzy hair, the tight pants.
Yeah, it was considered really sexy.
I mean, remember the Beatles?
Yeah, absolutely. But well, not granted. The BGs, I think, were the ones you were thinking of.
Yes, the BGs
with all that high-pitched stuff. They like that. People like that falsetto voice for men because they were very manly to look at. They had all the chest hair and everything else. But they...
The shirts were hardly ever buttoned up.
No, it was buttoned down to your belly button.
Oh. And the pants were extra tight.
That's why you could reach those high notes.
Yeah. But, I mean, it didn't matter what you sounded like. You looked like that, you're all man, right?
Sure.
Until you opened your mouth.
Yeah. This was actually this is Andy Gibb, the one who looked like Michael Flax. Looking at that heaven in your eyes, I was chasing your direction, I was telling you no lies. And you see again, like, you could get away with this in the 70s, this high pitched voice, but you had to be manly to look at. Speaking of manliness, Ben is going to the Arnold Classic.
Oh wow, yeah, so next week I got a press release about this thing last week.
Yeah.
So it's called the Arnold Classic. So if I were to tell you what do you think the Arnold Classic is, what would you say?
Bodybuilding.
Yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, guys, it's like everything. It's the biggest.
What is it?
Seriously, this event is just crazy. Go to arnoldclassicafrica.com. It is the biggest multi-sports event under one roof in Africa. So there's bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
There is like weightlifting, there's netball, there's chess, there's snooker, there's table tennis, there's ballroom dancing.
Oh, so it's not just for the men's.
Mubs, it's for everyone. Kids, men, women, big, small, tall, strong.
Oh.
But so Arnie's coming out.
Where do they have this?
I think it's the Sanson Convention Center. So it'll be, if you go into Arnold Classic Africa.
And Arnold's coming?
And Arnold will actually be in South Africa next week.
Mm. Wow.
The Arnold.
So he comes out. Okay, so it's obviously his tournament. Obviously.
Yeah, so he was out here last year. And it's like, what I really love about this is that it just gives people the idea that everyone can do sport, right? Now, I'm a big proponent of this. You have to get involved and get active and be healthy. And Arnold's like, cool, throw it all out there. Whether you want to play chess or whether you can actually deadlift me.
Does he say chess is a sport? Did he say that? It is a rare sport.
I don't know, Gareth.
Don't you make fun of the chess players. They are always the most clever people in the school.
But you should see the promo video to this thing. The Mountain was even here.
Yeah, the mountain from Game of Thrones. Wow.
Oh, that big guy.
Hmm. So we have in South Africa now for the first Arnold Classic, 48 different events, 48 different sports with 11,000 athletes, and it's going to grow from there.
Wow. It's going to grow from there.
How's that? 11,000 people getting involved in one thing. I mean, I don't know any other multi-purpose sports that can do that.
I think that's great. And, you know, it is true. Like, everyone can do sport.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Okay, we can't always be Arnold, but I mean, we can be other things.
I love that guy. I've told you, I think he's a Superman.
You know, I had a big vision when I was 20 years old and I won my first Mr. Universe contest. And that was to promote bodybuilding and fitness all over the world. And that was the beginning of a fitness crusade.
The last time I was here, I said, I'll be back. I'm back again.
Oh, wow.
Did you know Arnold came out here in the 70s originally as Mr. Universe?
He trained with Reg Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was such a big deal, and he's still involved, and it's so great to see. So actually, next Friday, I'm going to try to ask Arnold some questions.
Oh, he's going to ask you about your back.
I'm going to have to squat a few people out of my way, but
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I'm going to get in there.
Huh. All right, well, that's exciting. Very exciting. What else you got for us in the news, Mubs? What's the time? What are we, 7:30?
Well, you know,
20 to 8. What the hell's happening to our morning?
I know, it's
crazy.
It's just whizzed past us this time.
Oh,
so,
just before you start, we've got April fooling around. You know, we get the comedians in here, we talk nonsense with them, and this morning our special guests are none other than Hannes Brummer and Nicholas Goliath.
Oh, yeah.
Two really good South African comedians. We've been talking to the best in the last couple of days.
Hannes, we've never even had on the show before.
Hannes used to, I think he's still on Casper's show.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Hannes is funny.
Yeah, and really funny. And then we're also going to talk to Nicholas Goliath, a loving father and husband. That's how he describes himself. But he's just extremely funny.
Yeah, one of the Goliath and Goliaths.
Well, how many Goliaths?
I mean, three.
A lot of Goliaths.
Three of the comedians, then their sisters also involved. Ah, right on cue.
Nicholas was... We did have Nicholas on the show a while ago, but yes. I'm keen to talk to him again this morning, mess around, shoot the breeze, talk about all the nonsense that's going on. Hey, Hannes, how's it? Nice to see you too. They're right here. Look at them. Standing out there looking way too fresh for comedians. They should
I heard they're actually starting a show, So You Think You Can Be a Goliath. They're getting all bunch of like new comedians come together. They all audition.
What are the requirements to be a Goliath, Ben? The criteria.
I mean, I'm sure we can find out more as Nicholas walks in here, but I mean, it's going to be a great show.
Okay, Mubs, over to you.
Why are you yawning?
Well, it's probably in anticipation
It's us. You remember he told us earlier, he only wants to talk to callers, not us.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, so listen, driving in this morning, I heard about how there's a heat wave apparently headed to parts of the Western Cape, which is the last thing that they need because, you know, they're kind of dealing with that little drought situation that they've got.
What did they do to Jesus, these people?
I don't know.
It's
but
relentless,
they need to figure it out. They need to formulate an apology and send it through. I don't know what they did. But in the midst of it all, there is a local company that is now making water from air.
Nice.
yes.
Things are getting pretty desperate.
Well, I don't know. Desperate or innovative? Yeah, but it also does not come cheap, Gareth. Uh-huh. We can create rain during sunshine, according to the company Water from Air, adding that it has already sold over 1,000 machines that draw in the air, cool it down, and then use condensation to create filtered, mineralized water. They say that the water is 100% pure and clean. The machines extract the humidity from the air and filter it. Then they sterilize it with UV light, mineralize it, then store it, which is then ready for you to drink or use for whatever needs that you have.
That's called an air conditioner.
If you ever want to get your foot in the door with an interview, your company must be called Water from Air. I mean, yeah, cool. Let's see you. This sounds great.
Yeah, Water from Air. So
what an original.
The smallest smallest machine makes up to 32 liters per day, while the largest one makes up to 1,500 liters per day.
Can I taste your juice?
No, you may not.
Is there a price around this?
There are prices, Ben. I'm going to have you guys take a guess at how much you think this company is currently charging Capetonians to purchase one of their machines. They say that they've already sold 1,000.
What?
So the small machine, you'll get 32 liters of water per day.
I'm gonna
guess, big machine, you get 1,500 liters.
I'm guessing the small machine costs you 230,000 rand.
Sure.
Like, wow.
Hot damn.
It's going on a figure of like 50,000.
Yeah, it's probably around 20, 30 grand.
For the small one.
Who's closest?
For the small machine?
Yeah.
You're closest.
Yay.
26,500 rand.
And they've already sold
what a deal.
1,000.
1,000. Now the big machine.
3.7 million rand.
80,000.
No.
800 and 700. Listen properly. 769,820.
Why does this clip never get
I'm never going to get sick of the president.
No.
How much is it?
Coincidentally, the president is the closest. The big machine costs 785,000 rand. That's more than cars, guys. 785,000 rand to have 1,500 liters of water per day.
But okay, so that's per day, right? So let's work this one out again.
Oh, maths. Oh, well,
no. At least Ben is doing the maths. He's the only good one among us.
No, but if we work this out, right? Okay, so
you're gonna have to work it out, because if you hand this to us, we're gonna be here all day,
guys. We're not gonna crunch numbers here. We're just talking about, let's say, okay, look, it's a lot of money. But if 10 of those were put next to the dams, right?
10 of these machines.
Yeah, and then they would filter into the dams. That's a decent, that's like 10,000 liters of water a day. Mm-hmm. I know it's like a drop in the ocean,
mm-hmm.
but if they started doing this in October when they realized shit was about to hit the fan, there's a fair amount of water. I reckon there's about 10-20% of the dam we could have been putting in by now.
Oh, so are you saying if the city of Cape Town maybe put it in order for a bulk purchase?
Yeah, they bought like 20 machines.
I'm pretty sure you can run a discount with
these
guys. They
could definitely get a discount.
Because they're getting great publicity with this. I mean, we've spoken about it for 3 minutes already.
Oh, I like your way of thinking, Ben. I really do.
Because if it's a proven source, right? Or, I mean, like, we piss away money so easily in this country, all kinds of different things. Okay, let's use Brian Malefe's pension, for instance. How much water a day can we get for 30 million rand?
That could produce some water.
How much water a day can we get for Cloudy's salary from the SABC?
You know, I did see a news story the other day about how the Western Cape government are apparently going to spend something like 3.5 million on a Madiba statue.
Yeah.
Maybe rethink.
Yeah. Turn it into water.
Maybe rethink how we're spending the money, the budget.
Because you can now quantify it. Okay, so we're going to have a bicycle lane, or we're going to have 1,000 liters of water in this area.
Easy decision, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm going with the make it rain on the water purchase all day.
Yeah.
Sorry, cyclists, but you lose here.
Yeah. Couple of people who have messages on WhatsApp. You want to get hold of us, 0797482090. If you want to call us, 0861555189. Put them in your phone, and then you don't have to ask me again. Another attempt by crazy people to run 90 kilometers a day for 10 days, all for a charity. The comrades. Oof. When does that happen?
Oh, I felt that.
It's always beginning of May. But May public holiday, right? 1st of May.
June.
No.
Okay, comrades. What, have you run it?
No, as in literally our house in Durban, they run right outside.
Okay.
So, lazy us, we always just stand and we go,
really?
Okay, go.
Yeah, yes. I'd do that too. I'd put up the armchair with my six-pack next to me and as I run past.
Apparently you have to watch out on the comrades' route, because they shit wherever they go, right?
Yeah.
Remember, I told you, I used to MC like a section of the race, right? And I've never seen such abusive day drinking and pants shitting in my life.
Oh,
the things
no.
I've seen while doing this event.
But here's another thing.
But they don't
extra...
have toilet paper with
so
them.
Right. Yeah. 4th of June. Yeah, well, like the general rule is, if you rock up in white pants, everyone goes, novice.
Oh.
Yeah, so 4th of June is taking place.
Some extra TMI is that most commonly guys run without any underwear. And so we would sit there and we'd just see like kibbles and bits flying around in those little shorts.
And while they're running?
Well, like, not that it's exposed, but of course it's like loose shorts and people are running.
You just have a turd slip out while you're running?
About the man bits.
No.
Oh, like you get to see balls and right.
And then like because we're sitting there.
Imagine Wally Hayward's old balls back in the day. Big hangy
grazing
old man.
His knee.
Old man, wiry head, scrotum.
Just another year watching the comrades. Boy, have we massaged a leg or four, 10,000.
I hate the comrades. hate it.
Why? It doesn't.
I've told you a million times. What has to happen at the Comrades is when the winner crosses the finish line, everybody else should stop wherever they are and go home. It's over. You got a winner. Nobody gives a shit that you get a bronze medal. It's ridiculous. It's attention seeking and you haven't won anything.
Oh. You're the only person in the world with this theory.
There is
the only person.
There is no reason to carry on the Comrades once you've got a winner.
It's a life defining event for these people.
Gareth,
because you're one curmudgeonly old git. Stop.
You are allowing yourself to get upset by people doing something that has nothing to do with you. It doesn't affect you. It doesn't
they
change
block
your
the
life.
Roads.
Do you are
in Marisburg, you're not even there.
You're not even in Durban.
I mean, are you going to rob Sierra for watching bobbing balls on the Sunday?
Yes.
You're so selfish.
And then some guy comes in and he needs to be, you know, massaged. And then you I'll do it.
All right. Like, I see what you're on.
No, literally, we've done that before. Do you know the people I feel most bad for? I think what's the cutoff time? You know, like probably.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock, I think.
You know, and like I feel
it's
bad
sad,
for the people.
Miserable,
who
sweaty people.
On now,
in pain.
Right? In the area of, like, you know, the King's Park or wherever the stadium is, and it's like, you know, 10 seconds to cut off time, and they just have not made it. And right as they're about to cross the line, they go like, no, sorry, we're done. I would be really pissed off.
Yeah, but it's all part of the journey, right? You know why the Comrades were started?
No.
Because the soldiers and people came back from the war, and life was just too easy. It was just too, like, comfortable. Yeah.
Well, it's 2017 now.
So what they wanted to do is they wanted to experience some hardship as a bonding experience. So they decided, well, fuck it, let's just run from Pietermaritzburg to Durban.
Oh, God.
Well, Ben, I think the soldiers are living an easy life. I only saw this happening in the movies, like a group of men stormed in Cape Town and robbed guns on a military base.
What?
So, like, this doesn't make sense. Yeah, last week Friday. Like, how the hell does that happen?
They stole ammo and guns from a military base.
Yeah, they held them at a gunpoint, forced them into a gun safe zone where they took ammunition from them. It doesn't make sense. How?
That's ridiculous.
Oh, girl.
Mostly because they're probably having a donut and watching
Bayer
at the time.
Yeah, I don't think our soldiers are very... don't think our soldiers could be taken seriously anywhere.
I think we can defeated by Lesotho, which is a small nation.
They don't really have to do anything. What do our soldiers do on a day-to-day basis in this country? What do they do?
Sleep.
They eat donuts.
Really? What is required of them on a daily basis? What are their duties and responsibilities?
They have to check in on Facebook.
I'm pretty sure they just have to do, like, training and drills and stuff.
Nah.
I don't think they even do that. They're all fat, all of them.
But and they are paid, right?
Yeah.
Every single month.
Like, they're not going to do it for free.
How do you think
that's
they got
for
fat?
So imagine robbing the army guy. Like, you see this in movies.
Well, obviously,
like, six guys come into an army base and take off.
Well, obviously, in this country, it's totally doable.
I'm actually surprised it hasn't happened sooner.
Somebody says on WhatsApp this morning, Arnold is coming to Sandton. Lock up your maid.
Like, who are these people sometimes?
Guys, that water maker is bullshit, says Fact Checker. Cheaper to run to clean sewage water. Also, we are going desalination in Western Cape. That's a much better way to go. So that's from the Fact Checker. Not exactly news in South Africa, says Cindy, but I thought you might find this interesting. Rory McIlroy's wedding is happening this weekend at Ashford Castle.
Yep, Stevie Wonder might even be making an appearance.
Yeah, he has an 18-piece orchestra and Stevie Wonder for the first dance.
Stevie Wonder's busy.
Ed Sheeran might also be performing.
Wow.
I mean, Rory's got money.
Sure.
And he actually wants to get married this time to this woman, unlike Caroline Wozniacki.
Ed Sheeran is going to relive his Taylor Swift experience, and he's going to sleep with every single bridesmaid at that wedding. Every single one of them he's going to have sex with.
Rory McIlroy has made such a mistake here, because that guy will, I mean, out of nowhere, his wife will probably be having sex with Ed Sheeran. Like, in the second verse. And nobody will say anything because it's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Understandable.
Here's a message from Daniel, who says, hey guys, happy 420 for yesterday. On a recent tour in Amsterdam, our guide gave us an easy way to remember the difference between sativa, and indica. Indica in the couch. So indica is a relaxing weed and sativa is an upper. That's from Daniel. A lot of people love Rob from Amsterdam.
Yeah.
You're going to get him on
Rob
more.
Rob was so cool.
So relaxed.
Yeah.
All right. Got a couple of minutes for one or two things, and we get to our guests later on. What else is there on your mind? Sia, well, what have you got on your mind?
Yeah, today marks exactly the one-year anniversary of Prince's death. Can't believe, actually, it's been a year. It's kind of crazy. Mm. And what do we actually know so far? Well, nothing much has been released apart from a one-page autopsy, which kind of means we'll actually stay in the state of not knowing much, because according to where it happened, Minnesota, there is a Minnesota law that says a full autopsy report can be kept secret for up to 30 years unless the next of kin agrees to release it. So you go, cool, well, can we find out exactly what happened to Prince as well? Because all we know for now that it's just been an accidental overdose. Well, the problem comes in with the fact that we actually don't know who officially Prince's next of kin is.
Oh, wow. What a complicated family.
No. He's got that sister who was, within 5 seconds of his death, she was on every news channel. Yep. She was in every news publication.
Tyka Nelson.
There you go.
And if you are having a bad day, just Google search Tyka Nelson as well.
How do you spell Tyka Nelson?
T-Y-K-A. Now, it's not only Tyka Nelson. There's also been 5 half-siblings also come into the picture as well.
Oh, holy.
Yes.
Holy mother of God, this is an ugly bitch.
Oh, don't.
Sus. Whoa. She looks like she's been attacked by crows.
Gareth, don't be mean.
That woman, okay. She needs, can I say something?
No.
She needs the money. I want her to get the money.
Okay, so there's Tyka Nelson and 5 other half-siblings who are now saying, listen, hey, the money can come to us. But the truth of the matter is, Prince was the exact same guy who did not own a phone, because he was in fear of, like, oh, what people could hear about me, or, like, hacking into my phone, etc., etc. So it is no surprise that still to this day, no will has been found.
Yeah.
So the estimated estate of $25 million of real estate belonging to Prince, there's 110,000 rand that's sitting in random bank accounts.
110,000 rand, is that all?
110,000 US dollars, sorry, yeah. Sitting in random bank accounts.
Is that all?
Yeah, well, it's just everything is all over the place. And just casually, 67 gold bars.
Wow.
Which are worth 800,000 US dollars.
Tyka Nelson. Tyka Nelson's gonna eat those gold bars.
All of this is just sitting and hasn't been claimed by anyone. And by the way, the value of Prince's music catalogue, both released and unreleased, remains pending.
Hundreds of millions.
Yeah, that's where the cash cow is.
Oh, yeah. So all of this still hasn't been allocated to anyone. But still, that doesn't stop people from capitalizing on his death. People, including his first ex-wife, have published books. 5 books about Prince have been released just in the past year. And also his Paisley Park Mansion has now been converted to a museum, and that's where you can also find his ashes as well. So, yeah, we still do not know this Prince story.
But you got to think, see, this is probably how he wanted it to go. I mean, a guy like Prince isn't going to have everything revealed. There has to be a mystery around guys like this.
Well, I think he was just irresponsible.
Yeah.
Look, they're saying he died from all kinds of drugs.
Mm.
And it just seems so stupid that someone who was so obsessed with keeping their music off the internet, and each performance was important to him, and he was a real perfectionist, but he didn't draw up a will. It seems so
expected, actually.
You think?
Yeah, because Prince really didn't even do contracts. So, you know, Jay-Z has this music streaming service called Tidal.
Yeah.
And Jay-Z alleges that, you know, Prince and him had a meeting, and Prince said, no, cool, you can have my music on Tidal. But now Prince's estate, you know, including Tyka, even though there's no one officially.
I love the way
she's just involved herself.
Oh, yeah, she's now she's standing.
She was just there, and, like, fortune just favored her.
Yeah.
There was some kind of lottery in her dad's ball sack once, and now she's going to be the person who decides what happens to great songs like, you know, Purple Rain and Raspberry Beret. I love this.
But now,
the least talented human being on earth is about to be in charge of one of the most talented human being on earth's catalogs.
But Tyka's trying to take Tidal and Jay-Z to court, saying,
money for her.
Yeah, this was not approved, and so they're trying to sue Jay-Z.
Can you imagine Jay-Z sitting there? Yo, Beyonce, I want to tell you something. I just got a call. Oh, yeah, who was it from, Jay? It's from this Tyka Nelson. I have no idea who she is. What she call you for, Jay? Oh, this bitch says she got Prince's catalog. We had a deal. He was sitting right here. You mean she owns the catalog? Hell no. I don't even know who she is. She can't string two notes together. Being told that Tyka Nelson is going to be in charge.
But Tyka has a leg to stand on because there's no contract, once again, that stipulates this.
This Tyka Nelson,
no
she
will,
has...
No contract. That's just another day in Prince's life.
She has lucked out, man. And she needs... I say she needs this money. Take a look at her. She could do with some work.
Yeah, well, a new weave. Sorry, just calling a thing a thing. She needs a new weave, girl.
She's got like purple hair as well.
Probably an homage to the purple rain.
No, oh. It's just a weave this effigy.
She's just a shitty person. Just doesn't look after herself. It's probably gone that color from like lying in pools of dye or whatever.
So she's a singer herself, though.
No.
Wow. Okay. Failed, I'm sure.
Really?
If you Google her,
failed singer. So
she's described as a singer.
Oh, my God. Hang on. If I can find a song, this is going to be like, can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
This might end up being like Yoko Ono.
This is, that is frightening. In my mind, Yoko. I was thinking.
I think when we love each other like this, then that's why we're here.
No. Oh. This is a song. It's worse than I thought. This is the worst song I've ever heard. Oh, Jay-Z is so excited to get her on board. That makes Yoko sound good. No wonder Prince didn't leave a will. He wanted us to laugh.
Oh my gosh. No, but guys.
It was playing in my head all night long.
Yes.
Can't judge a book by its cover. Really do not know by confession or have a turn.
Oh, I'm glad.
No one can today what to do. When I'm well, God's a steady living you.
All right, this is guys, Prince's
I'm
little sister, all right?
This, though.
No, come on.
Boom,
here's
boom,
Prince,
boom.
All right? And what have we got now? We got this woman. Boom, boom, boom. But it's so bad.
No, it's really bad. No, it's really, really bad.
Oh, Sia, you've made my year. This is the best thing I've ever heard.
Oh, God.
I love this stuff. It makes me so happy. And there's so much vocal effects going on.
Check out your condition. Oh. If it ain't tight, position your body right.
Position your body right.
When the world of God's a better man than you.
Oh, this is the best song I've ever heard.
Tyka, Tyka, Tyka.
Oh, I promise you, if she was not Prince's sister, that song, no one would even put it on the internet.
It still shouldn't.
Sorry, just letting Yoko finish.
Yeah.
Orgasm on the floor.
Mm. Wow.
Boom, boom. That is, you see, that is what happens when you grow up the underachieving sibling to a big global star.
Yeah.
You know, I think in cases like that where you have
you
a sibling.
Be an accountant or a lawyer.
Don't even
or a doctor.
Try. No matter how good you are, because you'll always fall short.
She thinks she's like the Janet to Michael. Except that Janet actually has talent.
Yeah, that's a high.
She is like the LaToya to Michael, really. If you think about
it. Reba Eve.
Reba.
That's the one.
Jeez.
Well, last Prince death details. 32-year-old girlfriend.
Can I play it again?
No.
Boom, boom, boom.
This is the earworm for the weekend.
This is the one. Boom, boom. What will you be doing this weekend?
So
I'll
bad.
Be dreaming about.
It is so,
so
bad.
Prince's final girlfriend has also spoken out recently. Her name is Judith Hill, and she's like a backup singer. Like, she even sang with Michael Jackson, especially for like his This Is It concerts that were going to happen. And Judith entered The Voice, actually, in America. And she was asked, you know, just generally, like, who's your dream collaborator? She was like, well, I'd like to collaborate with Prince.
Yeah.
And just imagine there and then, like, when it aired, Prince, like, rang her up, like, hey, heard you want to collaborate with me. So they met.
It was like a dream come true that actually came true.
Oh, yeah. And they ended up dating, Nochal. All right. So she's 32 years old, and she was actually in the plane where Prince, you know, like, was unconscious. And so she's now revealed that, like, they used to only just strictly speak over email. Mm-hmm. And it was a Gmail address with the name Peter Bravestrong, because he used to conceal his identity while traveling.
Look, this Prince was a freaky lunatic. I mean,
he did. He was eccentric, yeah. if that's the right word.
He's completely insane.
He had a boom, boom, boom.
They
to
usually
him.
Are though. Like,
yeah. They, no, this
they
guy.
Usually are they are strange.
Let's just put it this way: there's a lot of mental illness there.
It's so sad that with a lot of these big names and legends, that often after their death, you know, their legacy is really like tainted with these random bizarre stories, and not like, oh, Prince, Purple Rain. That's not exactly the first thing you think of when you hear
now
Prince.
It's Tyga, boom, boom, boom.
Don't you dare. That's my new favorite song.
Can you just have it one more time?
We got to get to our guests for this morning. It's just after 8 o'clock, and we're going to be speaking to two really, really funny South Africans. You met Hannes on Casper's show, and Nicholas Goliath. They're both popping by to sit down and shoot the breeze with us. It's Friday. We thought we'd have some fun, and we're calling it April Fooling Around with all the comedians, all the talented people that South Africa loves so much. That is coming up next. And blah, 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 blah. That's really all I had to say. CliffCentral.com.